three portions of scripture. From Deuteronomy chapter 4, you shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Those were the words that are scribed by Moses that God gave him a very long time ago. Many years later, 2 Timothy, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And then in today's reading, Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And to empower you to do that, Ephesians tells you that you get a belt, a breastplate, shoes that are called the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet, and the sword of the Spirit. Now, what does one have to do with the other? In our world today, have we changed the Ten Commandments? Yes? What do you think? Some of the thou shalt nots as, oh, yes, I can, because I said so. We have changed what God is in our society. We have changed what God said as if he was your earthly father. Don't. And it seems like we're trying these things left and right in our world. In the epistle reading, there's another way that we say no. And it's to the full armor of God. We have also redefined what it means to be alive in Christ. We have defined it in such ways that, no, I can't do that, Lord. That's too hard. No, I'm not equipped for this. No, 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 no. And we have found ways, as if we want Christian light, okay, the light version of Christianity, to Christian easy. We have redefined what it means to serve the Lord in faithfulness, to walk by faith in the newness of our life in Christ. We have redefined what it means to be baptized into the Lord's death and baptized into his resurrection and given this gift of everlasting life. We have redefined what that means. We have made it okay to be Christian passive. The derogatory title would be, I guess, pew potatoes. Instead of couch potatoes that you are in the home with the remote control or with your laptop or all your other technical devices, it's almost as if it is currently popular that we come to church because that's what we do, and then we do else, whatever else we want during the week. But that's not what God's Word says. In the Old Testament, we are reminded we're not free to change the law. And yes, the law is tough. It's so tough that in the gospel it says, all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have fallen short of keeping that law. And we want, in our human nature, we want the trophy for having done something right. And we become a society, right? Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets an award. Everybody gets the star. Even if all we do is sit and do nothing. God has called us to be his people. God has called us into the newness of life. Not to walk as if we're dead people walking. That's for TV programs. Okay, But to walk in the newness of life is to be alive by the grace of God. Not by what we do, but by what Christ has done for us that we could not accomplish. We have changed Ephesians to make it a shopping list. I'll take a sword and a helmet. No, I don't want those shoes. We have changed Ephesians about something that we do. And we do it because, and I understand the confusion, we do it because the Bible says, put on. Oh, that's something I do. I put on my stole. Of course, Gwen helps me snap it in the back. That's how it stays in place, you know. We do a lot of things for our own self, self-care. And so when we get into the scriptures and we start to see these words, our human thinking comes right into play, and it's as if we have a Z from God, and we turned it, we made an N. And that's what we go with. But what you need to know is that, and it's really neat in the Greek, and I'm not going to tell you the Greek words because you wouldn't remember them. But it's really neat in the Greek that when Paul starts this paragraph, it's in the passive. Do you know what that means? When it's in the passive? It means you don't do the action. It's not your power. It's not your strength. It's not your creation. It's not your creativity. It's not your doing, your manufacturing. It's not in that way. But it's done to you, for you, and through you. It's like baptism. Baptism isn't about what you do. Baptism is about what God does, right? Through the water and the word. When you were baptized, and maybe it was here, you know, through the water and the word, the Holy Spirit made you alive in Christ. You did not do that yourself. And through that faith in Christ, your sins were forgiven, and you have the gifts of God's people. The gifts God gives to his people. And so here in the scriptures, we see this marvelous lift. I get a belt of truth, a breastplate of righteousness, a gospel of peace, a shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. In my younger days, I probably would have liked the sword. But we often misunderstand what God is equipping us. And this is how we reinterpret it. I can't do that. This is too much for me. No, that's not my job. God has given you all that you need. Would you turn to each other and say, I got it. Just go ahead. I got it. Yeah. Okay. God has given you what you need. It's not a question of God left you out or you were at the last of the line because your name started with a W like mine. Okay? It's not about God running out. It's not about, well, you know, it was a holiday weekend and I couldn't get more. God has given you all that you need. And he did that by giving you Jesus Christ. All of the armor of God is not disconnected from God himself. You get it? All the armor of God equips you because God is with you. God is going to work in you and through you. So often we make the law about what we do, right? And then we redefine it so we can keep the law. And so we've changed things. If you borrow a dollar and don't return it, we still don't call that stealing. You are now allowed to look but not touch, and we still don't call that coveting. Do you understand? We have redefined the law. What we have also done is redefined the power of God in what he does in our life and what he does to us. We have redefined the presence of God. So that communion has now become something in memory of him. Baptism is something I do to declare him. We have redefined God's gifts in this world of ours. And the best news I can tell you today is you lack nothing. I mean, wouldn't you love just to be able to go to the stores and step in and go, nope, don't need anything, and you don't have to spend a dime? Wouldn't you be able to think of your cabinetry and your closets as, I am full to the brim, I lack nothing? And when we're talking about this inventory, we're talking spiritually. That God has given you his armor with all of its giftedness. And it's not that David Mendocino gets the sword, you know. You get shoes stoned. You can't have the sword. Do you understand? It's not that it's divvied out. Everyone is equipped. Paul doesn't say, some of you get helmets, some of you get shields. He says, this is what God gives you, equips you, does to you, covers you with, empowers you with, because there is a battle going on. And it's not that you have to go very far. You just have to be present in this world. There's a spiritual battle. We face temptation, we face sin, and if it's not outside of us, it's sometime inside of us with our own desires, our own cravings, our own wants. There is a spiritual battle going on. Now, you don't have to raise your hand. Think about this. Have you ever said, I'm going to take a drink while you think about it, have you ever said, I just can't help myself? Okay, think about it. If you have ever said, I just can't help myself, you have redefined the armor of God as if it's not enough. Do you get it? It's been easy for us as Christians to see how the law has been changed. And we, you know, that's not right, okay? But when it comes to us as Christians, redefining who we are in Christ, it seems like our sinful nature is doing this because it thinks it survives better by doing it the human way. For all of us, we are in the Lord's army. And the marvelous news is, we win because he's already won. Christ has won for us. The daily skirmishes that we fight with the armor of God, we already know the end results. Even when we feel low, when we feel helpless, when we feel like we've lost the skirmish, the war is won. Christ is victorious. And one day in history, all of that will be played out in time, in earthly time, when Christ comes. And all believers will be joined to him. The living and the dead will be raised. And all believers will be joined together before God's throne of grace. And until that day, let's not redefine the armor and say, I don't have this, or I don't have that, or I can't do this. Let's turn to it for what it is and what it gives. It gives us the righteousness of Christ. It gives us the hope of the resurrection. It gives us the truth against lies. It gives us clarity against the deceit of the devil. It gives us wisdom against the tricks of the devil. This is God's word. We don't need to change it. We get to live in it, because of it and through it. You are equipped, fully equipped, as God's people. Let's walk the journey together. Amen.